At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
Bonus episode. That's right. Welcome to a bonus Friday episode of Feeling Good with Duddy, the show that points at the world, has a laugh, points in the mirror, has a huge laugh. Bravest of the brave, fairest of them all. That's us. I'm a barber in Southern California. My name's Jake B. Let me introduce you to my brother, host of the show, guitar player and singer for the Dirty Heads. Here he is, Duddy B.
Yeah, that's right. Bonus episode. This week, we just wanted to give you guys a little sneak peek into what we do over on our Patreon page. If you didn't know, we do have a Patreon page where it's $5 a month to sign up, but you get 4 bonus episodes every single month. And I also do once a month a guitar tutorial of a Dirty Head song. I walk you through it and teach you how to play it and then play the song. It's a lot of fun. And this last week, we had a lot of fun with our Monday morning show, so we wanted to share it with you guys. It's called the Monday Morning Hangover, and it's kind of a completely different show than we do for our Wednesday show, and it's a lot more interactive with the listeners and whatnot, and it's a lot of fun. So if you enjoy this episode and you want to know what the heck we're talking about, you can go over on Facebook. We have a Facebook group. It's called the FGWD Bunker. And if you go on over there, you're going to see there's all sorts of inside jokes and things happening over there that end up making their way onto the show. And it's a lot of fun, a lot of characters that we've created through time. And just what else, Jake? What about this?
It's so funny because you, first of all, Duddy, you set it up perfectly. Everything you said is perfect. But this show that you guys are about to hear is so insane at points that you're going to be like, what are they talking about? You're still going to laugh, right? So Duddy's doing the best he can to say, prepare yourself for a shit show. There's crazy characters on this show, and it is interactive with that Facebook page. So you might be like, who are they talking to and why are they saying that? There's a backstory to everything, and you can get that entire backstory on our Patreon page. But I think the point is they're going to laugh either way, right, Duddy? Because it's insane.
It's insane. And this last week's episode was just so insane, and we had so much fun with it that we're like, we got to share this with everyone and just see what people think.
Particularly, there's a section of the show called The Bunker, and that's the show. That's the part where we talk about the FGWD Bunker page on Facebook, and there's a character that makes his way into that segment, you know, and he loses his mind, and you guys want to hear that. So we were like, after the show happened, Duddy and I, we were just like, we got to share this with the Wednesday people because it was insane. It was a wild day. Duddy actually was crying in tears and laughter. And you'll hear that all. It was pretty wild, Duddy. Anything else you want to say before we get the show started?
No, let's just get into it. Enjoy.
All right.
It's Monday morning, hangover show, and we're here to give you
show. And you want to be my friend, all you have to do is dance in the sun time.
Still my favorite. I love broken English.
It's the best.
It's adorable. Because that would be something that a German would do. We were dancing. And like, we didn't dance all night. We were dancing all through the moon time. And you're like, oh, how fun.
I want to dance in the moon time.
I want to dance in the moon time. And I have. Yeah. I just called it nighttime. That's an American thing, but that's fine. We're in the bunker. We're feeling good. I'm not that cold today.
No, it's not so bad.
It's freezing outside, not really freezing, but it's cold for us in Southern California. Yes. And for some reason, the bunker, not cold.
You know
cold.
What? I think it's all the banners and stuff that we hung up here.
That's
yesterday.
True. Yeah. Duddy, and you guys remember Tim, the just chiming in, the beach chimes? He and Duddy put a bunch of really cool banners. The bunker's looking amazing, Duddy. Good job.
Thank you. Yeah, we put in yesterday, for some reason, just out of nowhere, me and Tim put in about 7 hours of straight work in the bunker, and it's looking nice.
It looks insane in here. When I walked in today, I was like, wow. Didn't know it could be that clean in here. It's usually quite a catastrophe. But anyway, I guess since we're kind of talking about music-y stuff, you guys put Dirty Head posters up, and you guys did the whole thing in here. What's going on with you? What's going on musically, Duddy?
You know, as for Dirty Head, same as last week, you know, there is shows in the books for the future and festivals and things. You know, my fingers are crossed. I'm hoping that they actually all happen, but I'm not getting too excited. I've learned that lesson the last year. I'll believe it when I'm on stage playing.
That's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's all, God, that's gotta be so weird. Cause, are you almost starting to like forget that you're a musician?
It's like, weird, man. It's like,
I'm forgetting that I'm a barber.
Yeah, it's weird how long it's been since we've done like an actual show. Like, yes, we did the drive-ins and those were great. But it's like, we do like three, you know, and it's
the crowds in their cars.
And their cars and different. Like the live streams or whatever, they're fun, but it's not like living on the bus for a month with the dudes. Like, I've been doing that three times a year for 20 straight years, and then you just don't do it anymore. And you're just like, holy shit.
I was talking about this on my morning ride show this morning on the way over here. I forgot I was a musician for a while because I did nothing but music for the most part for my whole life, 15 all the way up to like my early 30s.
Yep.
And then I stopped, you know, and I went and got a barber license and I started cutting hair. And for a couple of years there, it's like I almost didn't play music. And I kind of forgot that I was a musician. I was just a barber now.
Yep.
And so I was thinking about that with you. I'm like, how long does it take for the guys like the Dirty Heads and every other band out there to like, am I a musician anymore? I haven't been on stage in over a year. I'm not. It's like
for the last year, I've been a podcaster.
Yeah, I'm a podcaster. How weird is this?
Yeah,
I don't even know if I'm a barber anymore. Yeah. I've been a podcaster more than I've been a barber
totally,
for a year now.
For sure.
Insane.
It's
but anyway,
wild. But
Roman Duddy trucking along.
We dropped that Lahaina track last Friday.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
We listened to it in here. I did for the first time. Fucking Lahaina. That's a super fun, short. I liken it to like a reggae having a drink on the beach kind of song that, you know, I always bring this song up, Blur, that song.
Yep.
Woohoo! I'm never bummed when that song, because it's 2 minutes, it's in and out, and it's nothing but fun. That's exactly what Lahaina is. It doesn't slow down. It's just fun.
It's just a good time. It's obviously, we're not taking it's not a serious track. We're not trying to be, it's just we had fun making it. And obviously getting Jimmy on there was just awesome. And it seems, for the most part, that people are enjoying it. So I'm glad that they are.
It seems like one of those tracks that who's not going to enjoy. You have to be like a total, I even think a full metalhead would be like,
it's fun. It is what it is. It's lighthearted. It's not like it's trying to be anything. That's why it is what it is. It's a fun 2.5 minute track.
Yeah.
It's in and out.
And it's immediately pleasant. Like Duddy was here and we were all in the bunker together and this was on Friday.
Yep.
And then you or Luke said, oh, Lahaina dropped today. And I'm like, oh shit, I haven't even listened. I hit play and like 10 seconds in, I just went, yeah, this is already rad. Anyway, great song. So yeah, Roman Duddy music. And then obviously we were supposed to have Rome on the show this past Wednesday, but we talked about this on the show. Yeah. He's going to come in like 2 weeks and be on this very exactly. show. And you're going to play Lahaina.
We're going to play Lahaina and probably a couple other tracks. So that's cool. And yeah, super excited about the shows coming up with the Roman Duddy project. So that's all fun.
I mean, not a lot's been happening for Duddy and I outside of what we've just told you. I mean, it's everyone's on lockdown, but I wasn't in here as much as you. Has the carpet been munched lately? Anyone fucking breaking fishing poles on your lawn? Anything weird?
I'm glad you asked that, because it was weird. When I came in this morning, I was the first one that got here this morning, and I rolled in and it wasn't munched, but it looked like it was like almost about to, it was like a nibble or like.
Oh, like someone wanted to munch the carpet?
It was moved for sure a little bit, and it looked like a munching was about to start happening, but they didn't get to munch it all up. It was just a quick little nibble, and I don't know why.
How could that even,
I don't get
it. What is that? Like if the carpet's perfectly flat in the entrance, okay, no one came in, or if it's completely trashed, then we know the carpet muncher showed up and fucked with it, but.
I don't know, but
the breeze, it was windy.
I did somewhat straighten it out. I didn't really have to do much. I just kind of brushed it for a second, but the red light was blinking, Jake.
Oh, we've got the answering
machine. We've got the answering machine, and you know how it goes now. I didn't listen, and I figure we'll hit play on that answering machine, and maybe we'll get a little insight onto what's happening.
All right. I haven't heard this either. So okie doke, answering machine.
Oh, yes. Guten Morgen. This is the Germans calling from Germany. Hey. We wanted to say congratulating to Luke, little baby Luke with the very small peen. We saw your wave record and so impressed and happy.
Yes, Luke, I'm so happy for you.
It's Monday morning. Have a great day, Luke.
They're the
enjoy
best.
Your they penis.
So fucking fun.
Congrats.
A message for Luke Puglisi. This is Heath at OnlyFans. Sorry about the hiccup with your site earlier this morning.
Only
we have
fans,
patched
Luke.
It all up, and you should be able to go live by this afternoon. Please call me or email if you have any other questions, and have a great day.
Oh, my God.
Hey, guys.
Oh.
I was munching your carpet the other night, and someone hit me over the head. Oh. I think I'm in a trunk or something.
What?
Someone's coming.
Hey, sorry. Was this our phone from?
Sorry. No. Oh my
Hey
God.
Guys, kidnapper here. Sorry. I just want to let you know I still have Anthony, and now I also have the carpet muncher. Sorry. Hey guys, kidnapper here again. Sorry about that. But if you ever want to see your precious Anthony or your carpet muncher again, I'm going to need a sacrifice. Sorry.
What?
Hey guys, sorry about that. Kidnapper here again. I never told you what the sacrifice was. What a sacrifice is I'm going to need one of you guys to sacrifice yourself over to the mutilator so he could mute you for 1 week if you ever want to see your friends again. Okay, sorry about that, guys. Bye.
It's a really bad lisp. Is that even? It's like the sides of his mouth. I almost feel bad for him.
He probably has those rubber bands in the back.
He definitely has the rubber bands. Yeah. And like when he talks, there's always just
a little
something
bit
forming in
they
the sides.
They get white crusties in the side.
I had a teacher real quick. And this is important. Obviously, people are in danger. I had a teacher in high school that he would form some sort of spit and I would watch it travel to the other side and back.
That's disgusting.
It was funny. But anyway, that was
so
creepy.
The kidnapper kidnapped the carpet muncher? Is that what I'm getting?
That's what I'm pretty sure. I think the carpet muncher said she was munching the carpet. Someone hit her over the head and then she was in a trunk.
That's why the carpet wasn't fully munched.
It's
the
all
carpet muncher
sense.
Was about to munch the carpet and got knocked out by the kidnapper.
Dude, so the kidnapper obviously listens to the show. He hears about the carpet muncher and he's like, I'm going to wait for this very unattractive lady to come in and start munching the carpet. I mean, you know, not to me, and to each their own. To each their very own. I'm not attracted to the carpet muncher. She's not attracted to me either, Duddy. Duddy's shocked that the non-attractive. Look, she's not attracted to me.
You've met the carpet muncher?
I saw a surveillance video of the carpet muncher. Yeah. So there's some other businesses next to this place. And of course, Duddy and I went over there and we're like, let us see the surveillance. And we saw the Subaru. You saw it. I mean, yeah, it was fuzzy, but I could tell I'm not into what I saw. But as a friend, absolutely. Anyway, yeah, so it sounds like the carpet muncher has been smashed over the head by the kidnapper, and now the kidnapper has Anthony and the carpet muncher.
And he wants a sacrifice. He said that if you want to see his friends again, that there needs to be a sacrifice. He said one of, seems like one of the bunker mates or something needs to sacrifice themselves to the mutilator to be muted for 1 week if they want to see their friends again.
Wow. This is kind of like the Joker almost would do something like this.
Evil. I mean, pure evil.
Yeah, it's like, hey, Batman, you know, you're going to have to give me your mom or your girlfriend, and one of them's dead, you know, something. Right. Anyway, it's a rough choice. So one of the listeners out there, if you're willing to, I guess, sacrifice yourself to the mutilator for a week, that was really vague and really lispy.
Really, really lispy. So that's what I'm saying. I guess one of the listeners needs to, I'm guessing, like, post or something.
That
I will sacrifice myself to the mutilator to see my friends again.
Huh. I mean, 1 week.
That's not bad.
There should be a lot of listeners and bunker mates that
we'll see. We'll see if they actually
do that.
We'll see who really cares about Anthony. And we'll see who really cares about the carpet. Because
it's like, Anthony, come back. You're going to be muted for a week. Anthony can stay. Gone.
It's fun doing the missing Anthony post.
Or the carpet muncher. Never munched my carpet. You know, everyone's like, can really move on quick. We're going to see really what you guys are like out there. And if there's too many people raising their hand, say, oh, mute me, then it's almost like, okay. So you can't win with this, but have fun trying. And let's not dust over the fact that I get... Hey, did you get?
So, Luke, you have an OnlyFans page? Not yet. Oh, not, there was a hiccup.
There was a little hiccup, Luke says.
So, is there like a micropeen category?
I'm starting.
You're starting it. Ooh. Forefront of micropeen porn.
Yeah, and we're working our way back to positivity, though, because it started out with, you know, us, you know, assessing this message machine here, you know, real dark. People have been stolen. You might have to mute yourself. And then we get into Luke starting an OnlyFans, which is gross and weird. It's really gross and weird, but it's, what's that? Oh, Luke's wondering what the price should be set at. We'll discuss it after the show. Our guests are coming. Yeah. We have guests for the Wednesday show. They're going to be here soon. So Duddy and I are like, shit.
We got to move along.
Yeah, we really do. But we can't talk about Luke's dick for that long. But we will a little more. So, but it was also very nice that the Germans called and congratulated you. So that's what I was saying. It started out real bad moving backwards through these messages. And really, it was a great thing. Congratulations, Luke, on the smallest penis in the world. And I guess best of luck with your OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
I really look forward to seeing how that goes. And people have been kidnapped. Anything else, Duddy? Or do we start talking about a group of people that I wish would be kidnapped? It's you guys. It's the Bunker.
What happens when a bunch of Feeling Good with Duddy listeners start a Facebook group called FGWD Bunker? Drama, fights, love, laughter, life. We're here to cover it all. This is the Bunker.
It is. It is, in fact,
alrighty,
the Bunker.
Alrighty. We're into it.
Start out with the positive, as we do.
As always, lot we of start it. With the positive. And you know what I love, Jake?
What?
I love these Where's Waldo pictures that Sarah Gaines has been posting.
They are awesome. They are fun. Duddy's getting text messages. That actually made it into the microphone. I heard that loud and clear.
Well, that's what happens when your phone is on and at full volume.
Yes, at 11.
And 1 foot from the microphone. It's perfect.
Oh, dude. When I'm in the barbershop, Ernie, the gentleman that cuts hair next to me, he has his phone on the desk and it's always turned up to 11. And he has the old timey, like
ring, 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 ring.
And it's like, it's aggressive as fuck, dude. And every time it rings, we're like, ring. You're like, Jesus Christ. Okay. But anyway,
Where's Waldo? It's great. And you know what? What's special about this one is they put not only Luke into this one, but they put Luke's micro penis.
No way. I didn't
and
know
I
that.
Haven't found the micro penis unless it's just, I found Luke, but I didn't. I guess it's just connected to him, or is there a separate penis? There's a penis.
Wait, did you find it, Luke? Luke found the penis, guys. We have the picture. Duddy and I are looking at it. Luke is zooming into the Where's Waldo style post from Sarah Gaines in the FGWD bunker.
Oh, it's right up there on top of the carousel.
Oh, wow. A little penis at the top of the flag on the carousel. That's adorable. That's way bigger than Luke's penis, by the way, guys.
Yeah, come on.
Please, as big as the flag.
Yeah. It's an innie. His is an innie.
His is an innie. You have to go inside him to see it.
He pees inside of himself.
Yep. He has to. Yeah. I never thought about that, but sure, he sure does.
And then he's got to poop it out.
Oh, Luke.
I am very mature.
Yeah, you're a rad guy. So moving in, more positivity, Dud. Sheila, something here? Yeah. Is it Shayla? Shyla?
Shyla.
Shyla.
Shyla. Sheila.
We're smart.
Something.
Oh, see, she says, I'm weighing in on how much Luke Puglisi is getting picked on. I just want to say, as a participant in his fantasy football league, that I don't believe he had any ill intentions. His shady, she's just saying you guys are really, really hard on Luke, and she played fantasy football with him, loved his trades, nothing shady there. Leave his wiener alone, all the things. And that is, Duddy, nice.
That's nice.
How's it make you feel?
It makes me feel good. I mean, she is spreading fake news because at the end she says, I heard he has a huge penis, which
I see what's going on with that.
Not real. I mean, that's not true.
Fake. Disgusting.
There it is, yeah, dude.
But I get it. She's trying to be nice and she's trying to, you know,
look, it's
make Luke feel good or something.
It's horrifying lies, but yeah, for a good positive cause. And that's positivity where I come from. I do see this is like Luke has taken screenshots of some of these posts. Like, oh, here's some things we can talk about. And the screenshot says 44 comments underneath. We can't see the comments, but I'm sure they're all agreeing with her, right?
Actually, no.
No,
I think some of them were like, you don't even know Luke. He's fucking so
horrifying vitriol down the entire commentarial.
But that's nice.
So it is nice.
But then we write back to Sarah Gaines, though, again, and not so nice.
Well, read it, Duddy, because what does it say?
It's just pretty much saying that she thinks that Luke, I think what she's saying is that she thinks Luke might be the kidnapper. She says, guys, hear me out. Mutilator's gone. Anthony Michael is gone. But this guy is still in the bunker, taking pics, editing videos, collecting precious, discontinued DH Merce and selling it to the highest bidder. Who seduced and came between the Mutilator and Gentle Giant.
Daddy's phone Luke on the show again, guys.
Oh, that's my computer.
Ah, that's what it is.
That's why. Yep. And it's connected to the headphones. That's why.
Okay.
But what she's saying is that Luke has an...
Really blowing up here, Dad.
Okay, I am muted on my phone.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to that text thread. This is great.
Is this a fantasy football text
thread?
This is
what is this? No, this was a golf thread I'm on, and I'm going to. How do you quiet that thing down or whatever you
exit the thread, and then everyone will see Duddy left the thread. And they're like,
oh, hide alerts. I did that. I did hide alerts. Okay, boom.
All right, there we go.
All right. So what she's saying is she thinks Luke is actually
the kidnapper.
So that's that.
Luke's not the kidnapper, by the way. Let's just put a rest to
a
that.
A lot of bad things.
He's a horrible thing.
But
all
he's not the kidnapper.
He's worse. Wait, if he was the kidnapper, we'd be like, oh, Luke's coming around, dude. He's growing up and he's becoming a better person. But no, he's way more horrifying than that.
Oh.
So all these things are pretty positive. Sarah thinks Luke's, we just wanted to put an end to that because we know that that can go far and people will start looking into Luke. And
no.
It's like, dude, Luke is not the kidnapper.
He's not
so
the kidnapper.
We love your energy, but let's take this elsewhere.
He has a kid penis, but not, he's
absolutely
not a kidnapper.
yeah. He kidnapped a penis. But at any rate, here's where it gets... Here, you guys remember last week, the Mutilator called in. He's been a little emotional lately.
He's been
the holidays,
up and
I guess,
down and up
him.
And down. Yeah.
And last week, he kind of was a little off and he was just like, I'm sorry, I've been being mean to everybody. I'm going to mute myself, himself. And, you know, we've seen him slumping around in here a couple days. I haven't seen him much, but he's not online. So anyway, people started having at him. A lot of people were kind of nice. There were people going like, Mutilator, no, like, don't mute yourself. You're cool. But there was some people came out of the bushes, dude. And really,
there was some people that got pretty mean. And I mean, I don't know. Do we want to read these or do we want to try and get
the here? Do this. Text him. Just text the Mutilator real quick and see if he wants to come on. Cause I don't know where he is. And then read these, like, just give these a read so people can see what we're talking about. And he'll probably call back or he'll just call
right
in.
Well, it starts with Beth Hummer and she says, bunker mates for the win, kick rocks, Mutilator.
She's just saying like, get out of here.
Get out of here.
Kicking a
beat
man,
wins
down.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And Beth that's Hummer. Not nice.
No, it's not nice.
But it's not as bad as these next ones, Jake.
Oh, they're worse
ones? Oh, Jennifer Peterson says, this isn't relevant at fucking all, but since the Mutilator pussed out and went to cry in the woods, who cares?
Oh, she posted like a
the triple Michael tat.
The triple sure. Mike tattoo. It's Michael Jordan with Mike Michael Jackson with the Mike Tyson tattoo on the face. So it isn't relevant. And she's right about that. And she did make fun of the mutilator saying, go kick rocks. You're a crying little baby in the woods. Mean spirited stuff.
Yeah. And then I thought that was as bad as it can get. But then in the comments below that, the one we shall not speak of.
Oh,
she tried to sneak her name in there.
We speak of her a lot for being someone that, but we don't speak of her.
She says, yeah, only fake little bunker bitches run and hide in the woods.
Ooh.
Oh, look at Jake. Look at.
Oh, it's blinking.
Oh, he's here.
It's blinking. Oh, my God. It's blinking.
Ah, yes, 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 yes. Hello, everybody. How's everybody? Hi, Duddy. How are you?
I'm great. How you doing, Mutilator?
Doing great. Thank you, Jake. How are you doing, Jake? How's Jakeuary treating you?
It's good. It's fun. It feels good. And it's winding down. So I'm, Jakeuary's good.
Oh, good. I'm so happy to see that you're happy. I'm so happy. Duddy, I'm happy you're happy. Jake, so happy you're happy. How's your COVID, Luke? And your micropenis? His COVID is gone, he said from a distance, and his micro penis is doing great. I can't wait to sign up for your OnlyFans. Of course, they'll have to call it OnlyFan because it'll be just me. All right, how's everybody doing? Thank you for the claps. Thank you. Standing ovation. Really, everybody, you can sit. Off the top of my head. Anyway, so I heard you guys last week, famously, let's rediscover a few things from last week. Okay. Famously, I muted myself last week. I was being rude and a little popping off during the holiday season. Everyone was being nice in the bunker. It was boring as shit. And I was getting a little wordy and little loosey-goosey. And then I muted myself last week to, you know, I figure if I punish others, I might want to punish. I was trying to be part of the gang, okay? But before we get into that, I would like to say last week I also dusted upon an old memory I had as a child. As a lot of you know, I was raised by salamanders in the forests of Northern California. A lot of you, no one understand that. I thought that I was abandoned by my parents my entire life until this holiday season. I was in the forest visiting my salamander family. And I was told that, in fact, I was not abandoned by my original parents. My parents were kidnapped, guys. Daddy, my parents were kidnapped.
That's just terrible.
Someone kidnapped my papa mama, Daddy. Luke, how's your COVID? My parents were kidnapped. Oh, you have COVID? Oh, I'm so sorry. It clears up in 2 weeks. My parents were kidnapped. And I was raised in the forests of Northern California by salamanders, mama papa sallies, stepdads, and a wildebeest, I believe. It's such a life I've had. The point is, guys, I had a memory as a child of a man with a lisp. I thought it was my papa. It was, in fact, the man who kidnapped
The man who kidnapped your parents had a lisp?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So
the kidnapper who kidnapped Anthony and the carpet muncher has a lisp.
Yeah, that's probably why I've been feeling a little. It's weird when you jog these memories free. You know how some people, it's like, I don't remember that. And then you grow up and you're like, I saw a man's wiener when I was three. And you're like, oh, how, you know, that's the same type of memory. You always hear that, right? Mm-hmm. Hollywood children. They become 32 years old or so, and nobody wants to put them in any movies. And then instantly they're on Good Morning America. I've been molested. You know, they're trying to get back into, that's not what I'm doing, but I have a memory of, you get it, right? That was loose and a tangential. You get it. Corey Feldman is who I'm talking about. Exactly. Monster Squad, mm-hmm, Silver mm-hmm. Bullet, I believe. Mm-hmm. He did a great musical performance. You guys with me on this? Jogging old memories?
Yep.
Psychedelic memory. Okay. Anyway, a fish concert. You guys with me? Okay. The man who kidnapped my parents had a lisp. The man who kidnapped Anthony. I'm so happy he didn't dump me, though. I was like, thank God he's been kidnapped. I thought he dumped me. That would have been really sad.
Yes.
But he's been kidnapped by a man with a lisp. And now the carpet muncher, very attractive, by the
mm-hmm,
way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know. Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yikes, that woman can wear a flannel. Let me fucking tell you. And she plays softball very well. Plays catcher. Anyway. The man. So you see what I'm saying, right? There might be a relation here. Anyway, let's get, that was some real nice world building. Now let's get into what happened to me over the past week. I said that it was time for me to be muted, took myself offline, said I might even mute myself through February. And a lot of you were very sad online, right? Duddy's just getting really texted right now. Big golf discussion. Here's the deal, guys. I was fucking with you. I'm never going to mute myself. I shan't and can't be muted. I'm the mutilator. I mutilate you. I don't get muted. I fuck with you. You've been fucked with. The people who had my back and said, we miss you, Mutie Mutes. You're the best and I love you. And it was really sweet.
Well, there were some
nice
ones. A
lot of sweet things. How's your COVID, Luke? Duddy, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
A lot of sweet people in the bunker saying sweet things about the mutilator. And then there were some people that had some very harsh things to say. I was trolling and you were fucked with. Let's get into it. Beth Hummer says, after I said that I'll be muting myself and I reflected in the mirror and I'm sorry about how I've been acting. Wasn't sorry. Sorry, not sorry, everybody. My parents were kidnapped by a man with a lisp. Luke had COVID, and Beth Hummer wrote this. Bunker mates for the win. Kick rocks, mutilator. Oh, really, Beth? Oh, really? I'd like to kick some rocks into your face. Very hard rocks. And kick them very, I'd like run and then do a real soccer-style kick of the rocks. Right into your face, Beth Hummer. You kick rocks, and you will be kicking rocks. But we'll get back to that in a minute. There's also Jennifer Peterson. My parents were taken by a man with a lisp. Luke has a micropene and COVID. How are you, Duddy?
I'm great.
A lot of sweet people in the bunker said good things about me. But Jennifer Peterson said she posted an irrelevant fucking post, which she should be muted for anyway. I'm furious right now. And then she wrote, it's not relevant, talking about her post, which it wasn't at all. But since mutilator, and she tagged me in it, so did Beth Hummer. Fuck both of you for that. She tagged. She said, it's not relevant, but the mutilator pissed off and went to cry in the woods. So hashtag who cares? Well, hashtag who cares about your life, Jennifer Peterson. I hope one of the rocks that I kick at Beth Hummer's face hits you in the dick, okay? That's what I hope. Soccer style. Now let's get into she who shall not be named. Nobody names her. She's such a real bitch. Yeah, she wrote this about me. She didn't tag me in it, and for that I do thank her. But she wrote, yeah, only fake little bunker bitches run and hide in the woods. Sure, she's talking about me. Who's the bitch now, you little fuckers? You're all... Fuck, Beth Hummer's a little fucking motherfucker, and Jennifer Peterson, I'll fuck you. And oh, she shall not be named. You have a name now. It's fuck you, bitch. You're all muted for 1 week. Suck my dick. You have COVID, Luke. Holy shit. Holy shit. What the fuck just happened in the bunker? Yeah, dude. Yeah. Mutilator. Woo.
I'm crying.
Oh, no way. My nose is running, dude. My nose is running.
I've never seen him so fired up.
That was the greatest mutilator ever. Oh, he's back. He's back, he's everybody.
Back. He's back.
Fucking back.
Wow.
Oh, shit. It sounds like the kidnapper kidnapped his parents. That was wild.
Wow. Woo. All right.
Oh, shit. Oh man.
I guess
that was
we won't
heavy.
Be hearing from those girls for a while.
Oh, wow. He called them like motherfuckers and stuff. That was great. Wow. Wowzers. Yikes.
Okay. All right, we got to move along because we do have some guests. We have Tunnel Vision coming in today because they're going to be on the Wednesday show.
Yeah, shit, they're going to be here pretty quick, so we got to fire off a few questions. And, oh, man, recover from that. That's awesome. All right.
So I guess that's it for the bunker this week. You heard it.
The
Mutilator's back and he's fucking pissed.
I forgot to play the outro. That was so insane.
All right, guys. Just a little heads up here. I'm only going to answer like a couple questions right here because they are going to be here any minute and we got to get ready for these guys. But
we'll
I will.
More on Wednesday,
I'll answer a crap load of them on Wednesday.
Let me give you the dropper.
Questions. Woo-hoo-hoo. Can you ask us any question you want?
Ooh. I still can't get over
Mutilator. I want to listen back.
Woo! Okay.
All right.
Okay. Francisco Molina says, can we get a guitar tutorial for the arrival / day by day intro? Totally. Mm. Yeah, I love playing those licks, actually. Those are some of my favorite licks that I have written.
That's one of I love that song. But wait.
What?
Day by day.
Day by day.
Why do you say arrival?
Arrival is like at the beginning of the album.
The little intro.
Oh, because when I do acoustic shows sometimes, I'll do arrival into day by day.
Oh, okay. So he wants kind of a double thing.
I could do that. Yeah.
I was like, wait.
I could totally. Maybe that's what I'll do for February.
I forgot about day by day. That's one. I love
that. I like that song.
That's another really fun
one. That's a fun
one. Yep.
Yeah. Just little insight on that track. A lot of people don't know. There's some backups going on in the back of the chorus. Like I go, you know, day by day, and then the background is day by day. That's Micah Brown.
Oh,
that's Micah Brown from Iration singing those backups. Love that guy.
We got to get Micah Brown in here.
I know.
He's so fucking amazing on acoustic.
Dude, he's
oh my God. We'll get Micah Brown in to perform.
He's one of those guys where he'll like play something and then he'll be like, here, he'll hand you the guitar. Oh yeah, go ahead. And you're like, nah, all my fingers are broken. Sorry. Yeah.
I do know this bar chord. And it's like, no.
Raul Guerrero says, how did Luke come across that pic? Funny story, guys.
Oh, the dick pic.
Yeah, the dick pic. Jesse says he probably broke into the bunker, munched all the carpets, fed Anthony his rations, then rifled through the storage boxes. I wouldn't put that past him, but no. We heard online that people were like looking for that pic or something. So as I was cleaning out the warehouse, I came across a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as I always do, I give it to Luke. And you know what Luke does. He turns around and sells it.
You guys, we have to find a way to pay Luke. All right.
I know.
That's literally what it is. Duddy's like, all right, you could probably sell this. And Luke does a shitload of work for us.
He does.
Like so he much really work. Does. So, yeah, we're just trying to hook him up. But he is real big piece of shit.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. So
big piece of shit. Really, really small penis.
We need him, and he's great. Terrible human.
Ryan Ruddle says, lots about Luke here. Says, when is Luke catching that paintball punishment for being shady? We do have to light you up with paintball still. Yeah. Hey, guys, look, I know it takes us a long time sometimes to do the things that we say we're going to do.
Sometimes we never do them.
And sometimes I never do them. And that's it. Yeah. I'm just saying. I know that.
Yeah, we know that.
Okay. That's it. I'm done. I'm going to do one more, and then we got to go. Sorry, guys. Michelle Nechetsky says, if you were made into an action figure, what two accessories would you come with?
That's kind of a
fun fucking question. Michelle, I'm surprised. Good coming from you, I'm really surprised that that's a good question.
Shouldn't you be ice skating in Russia? You should. You should be working on ice skating. That's what you do. Let's see here.
I like that.
I do like that.
I'd have a beer and a bong.
Oh. I was thinking like weapons, but that's
that's
super
probably
funny.
Safer. Yeah.
Dude, that suck. I love doing that. Boy, I can't stop it now. Those guys, I hate them, but I love making fun of them and impersonating them. But everybody loves the fucking, more
Why
people keep
like
telling
them?
Me, the stoners are really funny.
Like
and I'm like,
them.
God damn it.
When he does that.
Ugh, yikes. But anyway, dude, action figure, like. I always, I loved a big ass sword when you were a kid.
Yeah,
huh?
You know what I was
is
always,
anything better? No,
a huge axe was an always axe. Like cool. Yes. I was like, axe is dope. But then you got to have something that like shoots out too. So like maybe a crossbow.
See, this is when this is Duddy in my childhood. When you grew up in the 80s and you, any, I love dungeony type games. Oh, totally. So did you. Well, yeah. We're fighting dragons creatures. You always get a few choices, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get the blonde haired white dude with the sword and he's pretty good at everything.
Yeah. Or
you
get a wizard.
You get a wizard who can launch some magic. Usually the female character will typically have like a bow and arrow or can throw a knife.
And she's, cleavage.
Like some boobs. And that sucks now. They're like eliminating all that stuff from video games.
What?
I used to have crushes on video game characters. Yeah. I mean, you guys, come on. So, and then the bummer with the axe is the axe always deals out the most damage, but it's always like a slow guy.
It's always the short little redhead dude.
It's a little troll style dude and he's slow as shit, but the axe really fucks people up. And then the girl character, always the fastest. She's fast as hell. Yep. She can throw shit, but she doesn't take a lot of damage away.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, anyway, those are the characters you get when you're, so
that's that.
So we would want an axe, a sword, a shield, daddy, a bong, you know.
Bong. Yeah. But wow, what an episode today, guys. A lot happened. Kidnapper hit us up. He's got Anthony and the Muncher, and apparently he wants a sacrifice. He wants a human sacrifice of 1 week mutation to the Mutilator. That's the only way we're going to see our friends again. The Mutilator is back, and he is back with a vengeance.
Wow.
Got a couple people you're not going to hear from for a bit.
Woof. I'm going to go listen. I have to like show people that one.
Yeah, that was
wild. What the Mutilator did this week. That was an all-star. Yeah, that was a good one. This was fun. A lot of revelations today, guys. Yeah. And we found out that it sounds like the Kidnapper might have kidnapped the Mutilator's parents.
Oh, that's right.
This is an insane episode. This is episode.
Crazy. And, all right.
And Luke's got a real tiny one, and Gentle Giant is missing. So a lot of stuff. Luke's got,
guys, go sign up for Luke's OnlyFans.
And that's a real thing, Luke. You have it? That was, you know, Heath or whatever was calling from. Luke says it's real, so go follow him there on OnlyFans. Mm. Luke's trying to get paid, guys. We got to go.
It's Monday morning, hangover show, and we're here to give you fun time.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.